CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Relief supplies continue to be distributed to those affected by the floods in the far north. We shall be hearing from Gil Vidic. There is a major cabinet shakeup in France after months of a political deadlock. Cameroon's men's cricket team beats Mali in a T20 World Cup sub-regional qualifier. The development of those stories and others next. Thousands of flood victims in Maga subdivision of Mayo Danai are about now receiving the relief items from the presidential couple. The event in Gil Vidic is being supervised by the representative of the head of state, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. We shall now join our envoy to the fan of Ngu Henry. Hello, Henry.
Good afternoon, Winston, and welcome to Gil Vidic, the resettlement site for the flood victims in the Maga subdivision of the Mayo Danai. The mayor of the locality, Ibrahim Buka, says the incident has claimed 5 lives and injured 18 persons. Thousands of the victims from some 200 families are now at the resettlement site since the floods occurred some 2 months ago in the far north region. It is not the first time the people of Maga are witnessing such an incident. 12 years ago, President Paul Biya was here to show solidarity to the population. Today, his special envoy, the Minister of Territorial Administration, supervised the distribution of the relief items, the financial support worth 1.9 billion CFA francs to rehabilitate damaged infrastructure at the affected localities in the far north region, and deliver the message of compassion and condolences from the presidential couple to the bereaved families and the flood victims. The Minister of Territorial Administration will later in Maga visit the broken dike on the Maga Lake. He is getting on-the-spot facts and figures from the local authorities to prepare a comprehensive report that will be forwarded to the President of the Republic for appropriate decisions to be taken. Christian Besigi Besigi, Ngu Henry, on special assignment in Gil Vidic, Maga.
Still in Mayo Danai division, those who benefited from the humanitarian aid in the Uru Dabang camp and in other parts have been full of gratitude and praise for President Paul Biya, his wife Chantal, and the entire government. Sylvester Atemkin.
Flood victims from the 10th subdivisions of Mayo Danai Division, after receiving the donation of the head of state through his emissary, Minister Paul Atanganji, described the gesture as a soothing balm from a caring father. Lamanda Clementine and Dika Lorenzo, beneficiaries.
We thank the head of state for this gift. We were really stranded. This will help us a lot. May God continue to bless him with the good work.
We thank President Paul Biya and Madame Chantal Biya for these gifts and all what they are doing for us. The inextricable humanitarian bond between President Paul Biya and the people of Mayo Danai was equally echoed by local authorities on behalf of the population. Antoine Ngana is one of the deputy mayor of Yagua.
The gifts made is a proof indeed of the fatherly love that President Biya particularly has for our division and the far north region in general. We thank President Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya.
This untimed donation adds to the other goodwill gestures of the head of state to the people of Mayo Danai, who continue to express gratitude for the attention to their plight. Yagua, Sylvester Atemkin, CRTV.
Mayo Danai Division is the hardest hit in the far north since the region began experiencing torrential rains this year. Emus Enonyakid Agbo.
The Mayo Danai Division in Cameroon's far north region has been severely affected by recent floods, particularly in the city of Yagua. Triggered by relentless heavy rains, the floods have claimed lives, submerged entire neighborhoods, and caused widespread destruction. Homes have been destroyed, with many displaced to temporary camps like that of Uru Dabang. Abaka is an internally displaced victim.
When we arrived here, we slept on bare floor. We had tents only 2 weeks after. We have been settled here.
The floods have also disrupted infrastructure, including the destruction of a critical bridge connecting Maga and Yagua, complicating transportation and isolating communities. Ngana Antoine is the fourth deputy mayor in Yagua.
The only thing the council can do is to increase the number of kennels, but they will still remain insignificant with high risk.
In addition to the loss of homes, schools have also been hit hard, with 185 primary and 13 secondary schools flooded. Livestock losses are substantial, with over 1,100 animals dead. Yagua, Amos Anonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News.
Away from the far north now to the east region, where the youth there have received material support in line with government's three-year youth plan. They received the support from the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, who was in the Lomangerin division, to chair activities to commemorate this year's International Day of Peace. Celestine Sumbele with details.
Upon arrival in Manju, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, handed support in the form of equipment to 41 young people who benefited from the three-year special youth plan in the East region. I received a refrigerator and a cooker. The refrigerator will help me conserve my products. We are just from receiving equipment for the transformation of cassava in our village. Averagely, we will be needing 10 youth for direct employment. His mission in Manju was also to foster and strengthen peace and social cohesion between the Central African Republic refugees and the host community as he presided over the 43rd edition of the International Day of Peace. Minister Mununa Futsu.
Manju, which, as you know, is a cosmopolitan city with population coming from all our regions and even the neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, so that those refugees and the Cameroonian population should live in peace. We train the community mediators to make them peace ambassadors, and we also decided that to couple this ceremony with the handing over the support to the young beneficiaries of the three-year special youth plan.
The double ceremony, which brought together members of the United Nations agency representatives and the East Governor Gregoire Vongo, was observed under the theme Cultivating Culture of Peace. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Manju.
Today is International Coastal Cleanup Day. In Limbe, that's in the southwest region, an organization has been talking the people out of dumping waste in the ocean, especially plastics. Kangelion Caesar has details.
Placed on the theme, See the Change, officials of these non-governmental organizations say the objective is not just to support marine life, but also to sensitize the public. Linus Ayango Egbe is the CEO of ASCOA.
We are here with other partners to support the marine life and to also support the beaches here in Limbe, clean the debris out of the coastline and also see how we can create awareness so that community members can be aware of the danger when it comes to debris litters in the coastline.
Environmental experts also believe poor management of plastic waste particularly poses a serious health risk. The job done is expected to serve as a booster for locals in various communities and authorities as well to engage fully in the proper management of waste on a national scale. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
The president of the CPDM Lekki Northwest section in SA has expressed satisfaction with the over 2,000 voters enrolled in the area 3 weeks after the closure of electoral registers in Cameroon. Madame Bondo was speaking in SA last evening during an enlarged meeting of the section organized to take stock of registered voters in preparation for upcoming elections in the country. Karine Kubong reports.
NDPC! In a typical political rally fashion, hundreds of militants clad in their various youth, women and men's party wears turned out to celebrate what they described as a milestone in the history of voter registration in the entire Lekki division. The president of the CBDM Lekki North 1 section in SA, Madame Vondo, explains.
You are very satisfied with the results recorded by our teams on the field. And you thank and congratulate all our teams for this result. You are committed to addressing the few difficulties encountered on that process, namely the establishment of national identity card and birth certificate.
Noting that the registration target was surpassed, party officials said 1,047 men got enrolled on electoral registers in the locality, 723 women and 979 youth, bringing the total number of registered voters in SA to 2,749. They explained that the figure was attained after withdrawing deceased persons, mentally sick people and those with criminal records from the lists. The militants also used the occasion to drum support for their national president, Paul Biya, calling on him to stand as their candidate for the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon.
13 minutes past 3 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. The 34th edition of the International Day for the Elderly will be celebrated on the 1st of October. As a prelude to the event, an organization known as the Living Alternatives for the Aging, LAFTA, has planned a series of events ahead of that main one. The founder is Elizabeth Makwang Mafo.
LAFTA is a movement designed to challenge stereotypes and redefine the narrative around old age. This initiative will honor and recognize valuable contributions of seniors through services and activities offered them to improve on their daily living and general quality of life. The LAFTA Recreational Center pay particular emphasis on body massage, machine, kinetherapy, music, dance, relaxation, games, and so many other interesting activities that will enable them to interact, to network, socialize, and organize activities of special interest.
Elizabeth Makwang Mofo, founder of the Living Alternatives for the Aging, LAFTA. They're talking about the series of activities being planned in the build-up to the Day of the Elderly that comes up on the 1st of October. Out of the country, there has been a major cabinet reshuffle in France, with President Emmanuel Macron appointing a center-right government proposed by Prime Minister Michel Barnier. The new cabinet comes after months of political deadlock. Left-wing political parties have promised to rally against the policies of the government in parliament. Political desk editor Albert Jebondi has been following the developments and now reports.
It is a new cabinet in France that puts an end to a record two-month-long transition that politically paralyzed France after President Emmanuel Macron dissolved the government of former Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. In all, 17 ministers remain in the cabinet, including Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu, with seven of them from Mr. Macron's centrist alliance, the right-wing Conservative Party, from where the new Prime Minister Michel Barnier is drafted, makes major gains, getting the post of Interior Minister with Bruno Retailleau, a hardliner on immigration, appointed. Left-wing political parties denied to join what was expected to be a national solidarity cabinet, claiming that their right to propose the new premier as winners of the July legislative election had been stolen and given to the Conservative right, who obtained only 6% of the votes. Not even the appointment of a former socialist, Didier Migaud, as justice minister has dented the opposition, as left-wing party supporters swarmed the streets of France this weekend in protest. Mr. Barnier has, however, appointed junior ministers to keep the contentious issues such as immigration and the budget under his direct control. But this is considered to be a highly shaky cabinet with a slim majority in parliament that will make it difficult to pass laws.
Thank you, Albert. The United Nations Summit of the Future is underway in New York with heads of state and government examining the burning issues relating to the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. The summit will result in enhancing a multilateral system and producing a document aimed at solving famine across the world and future generations. In the USA, still at least 4 people have been killed and 18 injured in a mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. Police said multiple shooters fired multiple shots on a group of people late on Saturday in an area of the city known as Five Points South, and the Five Points South district is known for its nightlife. Detectives are working to identify the intended target or targets of the attack. There have been over 400 mass shootings across the U.S. so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which defines mass shooting as an incident in which 4 or more people are either injured or killed. In eastern Iran, the state media has announced that an explosion caused by a gas leak at a coal mine has killed at least 51 people this Sunday. More than 20 others were injured after the blast in South Khorasan province. The governor, Javad Genat Zadeh, said there were 69 workers in the blocks at the time of the explosion. It is reported to have been caused by a methane gas explosion in 2 blocks of the mine in Tabaz, 540 kilometers from the capital, Tehran. In sports, we talk cricket. The senior men's national team of Cameroon have beaten Mali today in their second match at the ongoing men's T20 World Cup sub-regional Africa qualifier, taking place in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. T20 is a shortened game format. They defeated Mali by 59 to 57 runs. Chacko Idris was voted man of the match. Their next game is against the host country, Tanzania, on Tuesday. Cycling. Nonowe Kweri-Rodrigue is the winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. His time of 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds secured him the yellow jersey of the cycling event. Harrison Ashotiku.
4 out of the 7 laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by 3 cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Tchofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the 4th lap of the race, where another teammate, Nonowe Kweri-Rodrigue, overtook them. Rodrigue went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning 2 laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamond Tene and Kongola occupying the first 2 positions of this Saturday's Katiola Bouaké 7 lap of the race, and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the 3rd spot in the 57.1-kilometer stretch, 3 Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top 3 positions on the general classification table: Nonowe Kweri-Rodrigue, Tchofo Fabrice, and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
We go over to the far north, where the commander of the 4th Gendarmerie Region has urged the operatives there to strengthen the spirit of social cohesion and double their sporting activities, which are important for the physical fitness, essential for the success of their various missions. Sylvester Atemkeng.
For 4 days, the 6 Gendarmerie teams from all the divisions of the Far North region participated in 3 disciplines, which culminated in the football finals at the Lamido Yaya Dairo Stadium in Marwa to mark the end of the regional Coupe de Sede CJN Far North 2024. During the finals, the Kusiri and Marwa teams showcased their football talents in a highly contested game to the satisfaction of the commander of the 4th Gendarmerie region, Brigadier General Jules César Essou, who underscored the vision of the tournament.
I am very satisfied. My boys have been working and they are used for that. It is another form of war in different disciplines. We want to be well represented and we want to get the best results when we are going to meet in Yaoundé.
At the end of the highly tactical and entertaining finals, the Gender Marie Marwa team, Edgevar of Kusiri, in post-match shootouts as the six teams were reminded by Brigadier General Jules César Esso while handing the trophy on the long road ahead as they will clash with Garowa and Ngaoundéré for the best to represent the Grand North in this year's Coupe Sede CJN 2024 in Yaoundé. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And this is what you should remember about this news. Territorial Administration Minister Paul Otanganji continues supervising the humanitarian aid distribution operation in the far north. Today, he was in Girvedik. There is a major cabinet shakeup in France. Macron approves the government proposed by Prime Minister Barnier, leading to that shakeup after months of a political deadlock. Cameroon's men's cricket team beats Mali in a T20 World Cup sub-regional qualifier. Here now is a summary of the news in French with Juleka Umaru Aliyo.
Bon après-midi. Bon après-midi. Inondation dans la région de l'extrême nord. Le ministre de l'administration territoriale poursuit sa visite de travail dans le département du Mayo-Danaï. Paul Atangandi est l'hôte de l'arrondissement de Maga ce dimanche où il visite le camp des sinistrés de Maga Nord et distribue des dons d'urgence du couple présidentiel. L'envoyé spécial du chef de l'État évalue par la suite la situation des digues du lac de Maga et du fleuve Logon. Et les populations qui avaient presque tout perdu disent merci au président de la République Paul Biya car ils peuvent désormais manger à leur faim et même dormir à l'abri des intempéries. Les travaux de la 79e session de l'Assemblée générale des Nations unies se tiennent ce dimanche à New York, aux États-Unis, représentant une vitrine essentielle pour les enjeux internationaux et les défis globaux. Sous la présidence du Camerounais Philemon Yang, le monde entier se tourne vers cette plateforme pour discuter des solutions aux crises qui touchent chaque coin de la planète. Le ministre de la Santé publique est à New York, aux États-Unis d'Amérique, et ce jusqu'au 26 septembre prochain. Sur très haut accord du président de la République, Dr Manao Damalashi prend part aux travaux du groupe des Amis des Nations Unies pour l'élimination de l'hépatite. Dans son agenda également plusieurs autres activités. En politique, la commune de Sa, dans la région du centre, enregistre 2749 nouveaux inscrits sur les listes électorales au 31 août 2024. C'est ce qui ressort de la réunion élargie de la section RDPC Le Quai Nord 1 qui vient de se tenir dans la ville de Sa. Et puis en sport, la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2023-2024, couplée à la remise des trophées aux clubs vainqueurs de coupes de 50 fédérations sportives civiles nationales, aura lieu dimanche prochain 29 septembre 2024 au stade Omnisport Amadou Ahidjo de Yaoundé. L'annonce est du ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique Narcisse Mouelekambi sous le très haut parrainage du président de la République, son Excellence Paul Biya. Et voilà, mesdames, messieurs, qui met un terme à ce condensé de la mi-journée de ce dimanche. Bon après-midi à tous.